For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. On a normal day, Rock Hill's number 2 bus route is a busy and boisterous ride. This Monday morning, of course, is anything but normal. The bus is still packed, all 2 dozen or so seats are full, and a few of us are standing up holding bars and straps for balance. But the boisterous part is quite subdued, down to polite familiar chatter among what is mostly the city's homeless population, on a bus being driven by a woman wearing blue surgical gloves and a white protective face mask. We're all heading to the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen a couple miles away, not for a hot lunch, not today. Because remember, today is not a normal day.
Normally these tables are full of items that we can give out to our guests to take to make their life a little easier. And we just can't operate that way at this time.
Jan Stevenson is the director of the soup kitchen. 6 days a week it provides meals, typically hot ones, enjoyed seated at a set of tables. Today the riders of the bus that brought them here grabbed their lunches in plastic shopping bags at the door. It's a ham and cheese sandwich and a biscuit today. Stevenson says it's too risky to bring people inside.
We're used to fixing a hot meal, and I'm used to preparing a menu out for the week ahead, and we're going to try to incorporate some hot meals. If I can get my hands on enough to-go boxes, then we will be able to serve a hot meal out the door to go.
This soup kitchen is one of the major pixels in Rock Hill's homeless picture, and it's only one of the services that has had to rewrite on the fly how it operates because of COVID-19. Normally, it's staffed by several volunteers, predominantly retirees over 70, though. So this Monday morning, only about a half dozen volunteers are putting lunch bags together because most called out so as not to put themselves at higher risk. Stevenson, who is herself over 70 and has a heart condition, says she spent Sunday night praying, trying to figure out how to feed these people who need it most, when the physical space in which they gather might get up to 135 people in one tightly quartered room. Because not feeding people was not an option.
We will do what is necessary. I feel very much led and called to feed and to do what I do. And I will do everything within my power to make sure that they have something good to eat every day.
How to continue services for the city's homeless triggered an emergency meeting Monday morning between Pathways Community Center, the city's main hub of services for homeless people, and CASH, the Catawba Area Coalition for the Homeless. There are contingency plans in play, questions of what to do if the city shuts down the free MyRide bus system until the coronavirus outbreak subsides, and how to make sure that meals offered through the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen keep getting into the hands of guests. Grace Lewis, Center Director at Pathways.
Will we borrow a bus from church and take our guys over there? Will we get food brought in? We'll have to come up with a plan to take care of our homeless, because even though a virus is going on, they have nowhere to go.
Pathways generally sees heavy foot traffic. It houses or finds shelter for some who have nowhere else to live and helps coordinate care, case management, and support services. If you're among Rock Hill's homeless, you generally pass through the doors at Pathways. In the middle of a pandemic, attention is certainly being paid to the dynamics. A small space full of people who might be among the most at risk to come into contact with COVID-19. Lewis says the center is dealing with it like everyone else in most ways. On the fly.
We do have our cleaning and sanitizing processes in place, and the same with the day center in the back. We have a day room where there could be 60 to 80 people in there, and we are working with those folks to make sure they know how to wash their hands. And the team back there is also bringing in the folks that are there to help clean the place too. Everybody's kind of pitching in.
But while there are plans to continue meals and shelter, there are other issues for the city's homeless if MyRide buses stop running. This same route that drops off at the soup kitchen continues on to Piedmont Medical Center. It's the only way homeless Rock Hill residents like Johnny Jones can get a ride to the doctor.
Use it for a lot of service, mainly the doctor. I got a pacemaker.
So far, the city has no plans to stop running the buses. Spokeswoman Katie Quinn says the city may limit runs, but officials are leery of stopping the buses because so many residents depend on them to get to work, stores, and doctors. But if the city does halt the buses, Jones says he'll do the only thing he can do.
It'd be hard. You'd have to walk.
To the hospital, it's about 4 miles from where he spends his nights, with his pacemaker. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.